Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't
recently
vote.
Well, ladies,
he's just got that deep voice, doesn't he, recently?
I want to tell you, I am a vote rocker.
Good afternoon, America. Got lots to hit on today. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, again, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, today. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do understand that we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, and the patriots that the globalists despise. But we're not asking for permission to obey God or the laws of our constitutional republic, now are we? No, we are not. I wanted to welcome you to the show, and if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Also check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Just updating you, friends, just showing you the response of the listener. We have about 850,000 visits to our website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and that means throughout the pages. So I just wanted to verify to the listener and to encourage the listener that there's a whole lot of people that are partaking with the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, because what we're doing is equipping you with the knowledge to show you what the problems are so we can bring forth the knowledge to bring about the answers. And as I've said so many times, and I mean to say this so many times, it's as when David prayed. And he said, Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay, put my feet upon the rock and establish my goings. Because we know in Hosea 4:6 that people are destroyed for their lack of knowledge. And keep in mind, too, when I go down in context, line upon line, precept upon precept, it also says, because you have forgotten my law. Okay, well, we want to get back to that law so we can make the distinction between which is good and which is bad, which is evil and which is not evil, right? Which is holy, which is defiled. That's what gives us the distinction, friends, is making reference to God's moral laws, the rights and the wrongs, what's tolerated, what's not tolerated, what's sin, and again, what is holiness and righteousness and goodness and truth, which, by the way, is the very fruits of Jesus Christ, Ephesians 5. So if you'd like to check that site out, we just want to let you know that there's a whole lot of people responding. Again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also wanted to let you know that you can check us out on Facebook. We have about 3 million people alone just a week now, friends, on Facebook, going back and forth with our commentary. That, again, is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. You can also follow us on Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media, and or Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Do spell it out. You'll see the crossbar. It's a picture of me in front of the crosses at Arlington with a flag in my hand, so you can't miss it again. Check those out. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. Folks, all these networks, all these media sources are being fed continuously throughout the day, so we are keeping you updated as to what's going on out there. We're also showing you who the problem is and what you need to do with those that are a part of the problem. And we're going to talk about that because, friends, the devil is always found in the details. And we're going to go to some of the details today to show you just what I'm talking about. Again, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go over to our Facebook, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And or you can call in at any time. Now would be a good time rather than waiting for the last segment. 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, that being in the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1, follow me as I follow Christ. And I also wanted to let you know that we're turning talk radio into do radio. We're not just a bunch of paper tigers writing columns across the country on a weekly basis. We do that. Over 40 columns a week pick us up. And we also speak to the nation and 53 countries as well outside of the United States of America and several affiliates within America on a daily basis. And we're doing that because we're showing you our faith by our works. Now, we're not paper tigers and we're not people that like to sit behind a mic and talk big and bad. We're actually out and about seeking and saving that which is lost. We're a hands-on ministry. We are doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. We are not those that are looking for an excuse not to serve the Lord. The Lord asked a question, who is it that believed the report of the Lord? We stand every night with our hands up in the air and say, Lord, send us. We believe, but send us not, Father, without the work of faith and power so that men might find their faith, not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. Why? Because we want to be moved in strong confidence and much fear. For what purpose? That they might know, that you might know what sort of men are among you, having received the word of God in much affliction, but with joy in the Holy Ghost. Because again, friends, the kingdom of God is not in word, but it is in power. So anyway, saying all that to say this, friends, we're going to be on the East Coast coming up next week. We're going to be doing high schools. We're going to be doing colleges. Liberty University out there, it's a law school, has honored me and honored me with by asking me to be a part of teaching their college students. I was called. I was asked, Bradley, can you come talk to our students? You can bridge the gap in such a way where we can't. Well, let me tell you, it's not man. It's not the flesh. It's the Holy Ghost first. Well, actually, Isaiah 10, because we know that the anointing breaks the yoke of bondage, folks. And the only way that we can get that is when the Lord bestows it upon us because of his mercy. As he drops down, you heavens, and pours forth his righteousness, as righteousness and salvation spring forth. See how that works? It's all found in him, not in the preacher. And I just want everybody to know that our fingers are always pointed that direction to the author and the finisher of our faith as we work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now, going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick, the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, this is the government that our forefathers warned you about. Check that out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know that the LA Times just designated terrorist group CARE executive director. We also wanted to let you know that's not by chance. We also wanted to let you know that the ATF backpedals on ammo ban, folks. They have no constitutional authority whatsoever to ban any ammunition. Not one individual, not the president, not any branch of government has any right to attempt to take away your right to bear arms, Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. But again, they can if people are stupid. And if people are stupid, guess what? They believe the government can do anything. No, they can only do whatever you let them get away with. Trevor Loudon, sonsoflibertymedia.com, amnesty is Obama's trump card to transform America. Of course it is. And by the way, friends, if he had all the support that the state-controlled media meant you to believe that he had, then why does he need all these illegals coming into this country? Here's a newsflash. Because he doesn't have the support. How does that sound? Obama's energy secretary, friends, if you take a look at these guys, I'm not mocking, I'm not condescending, I'm not condemning them, but when you look at these people, folks, go back to the 30s, look at Hitler's regime. I'm telling you what, there's a similarity going on here because these folks ain't normal. They ain't right in the head. They look mentally ill. You decide. sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And I also wanted to let you know, friends, well, I'll share that with you right on the other side of this break. sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-233-0747.
Like the dead doctors don't lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. It's not the radio show for the timid or the sheepish. Now, just keep in mind, friends, if you want to make yourself a bunch of sheep, rest assured the government will act out as a bunch of wolves only to devour. We need men. We need leadership in these times. We don't need a bunch of pansies and capitulators. No, we need men that stand up and trust a living God who is alive forevermore, who is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who sits at the right hand of the Father in heavenly places far above all principality and power and might and dominion. He is above it all, friends. He is above it all. And every knee, might I add, every knee will bow its knees and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. It's talking about sonsoflibertymedia.com right before the break. Folks, you got to look at some of these people. It is just incredible. I mean, they have the same countenance. If you do your homework and watch documentaries and study history, which I love documentaries on the past, and you look at Hitler's regime, friends, and you look at the Nuremberg trials, those folks weren't right in the head. And I want to tell you something, too. They weren't sorry for the crimes that they committed against the people. And when I'm saying that, you need to go on to Sons of Liberty Media, friends, and look at this Obama Energy Secretary. I mean, this guy reminds me of Cass Sunstein. These folks are out in left field, friends. They're not on the same planet as we are. I mean, this guy looks like he's still stuck on PCP back in the 60s, like he's at some concert out in a field, a farmer's field. You really gotta look at him. I mean, like a bunch of deadheads, right? I mean, whoa! But I'm laughing more at his appearance than I'm anything else. So do forgive me, brother, whoever you are, Thomas Massey. But boy, oh boy, he said Obama Energy Secretary, 20% increase in energy prices, no big deal. Did you hear that? Also want to let you know on sonsoflibertymedia.com, former SEALs chaplain could be kicked out of military because of Christian views. Friends, I don't think that's probably going to fly. And I also wanted to let you know that that is a major, major, major lawsuit coming down. Hopefully we got some men in there with enough internal fortitude to actually stand up against these devils in government that are trying to snuff them out. And we're talking about the Navy SEALs, so rest assured, friends, that's probably what the outcome is going to be, because I don't see any of them, not a one of them, capitulating in the face of battle. They're raised up for this very thing. Also wanted to let you know that Ben Carson, the guy's pretty much washed up, folks. He's an anti-gunner, number one. And number two is he's already backed off. And the walk back, fatal strategy for conservatives. Instead of taking a stand, Mr. Carson bows the knees. And what happens? Well, he loses the day. He got burnt, didn't he? As I say, friends, you don't bow, you don't burn. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also want to let you know that we posted this last night. Prospective foster parents rejected because they are concealed carry permit holders. Folks, when this kind of stuff happens, you can look at it one of two ways. The Chinese have a word. It's called crisis, and they have two definitions. One is danger. The other is opportunity. When you're attacked in such a fashion, you should see it as your opportunity to set a precedent, and that's exactly what these people need to do. They're being discriminated against because they want to raise up some fatherless child, whether it be a boy or a girl, and because that they have a right to carry permit, that they're being ostracized or discriminated against. Friends, that's illegal in this country. Okay, folks, there's a plethora of stuff going on in sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, one more time, we have over 850,000 people on this site over the last 30 days. That means we've been growing 125,000 visitors per month and or people that are just going throughout the pages. Okay. Also on sonsoflibertymedia.com, real quick before we get in, the devil is in the details. You can win a Joshua MK5. Again, you can win a Joshua MK5. And in the process of doing that, what you want to do is go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, click onto it, the ad there, and what you want to do is take your name and throw it inside of the hat. You have until April 15th to sign up, but there's no reason to wait till April 15th to sign up. You still have a great opportunity and a great chance to win that beautiful weapon, that Joshua MK5. Click onto it, check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And I also wanted to let you know, too, friends, I have a sponsor, and I don't want to leave these guys out because what they're doing right now is second to none. We support these guys because they support us. And I want to let you know that American Survival Wholesale, friends, do what they do because it's in their heart to do. Nobody told them to do what they are doing. And what is it that they're doing? Well, obviously everyone on this broadcast that listens to us knows that our objective is to wake up America, give them, you, the listener, a knowledge of the Word of God as to how we should bring forth resolve. In other words, do all that we can do and leave the results up to God, right? But keep in mind, American Survival Wholesale carries the same heart. Friends, it's their mission to the Veterans Outreach Program, a program to offer a helping hand to our veterans, the best that we have, friends, who have in many cases have been thrown away by the government in which they fought, bled, and in many cases died to serve. And through the blessing bestowed upon them, American Survival Wholesale, what they do is they help these honorable men and women to ship food, blankets, and supplies to our veterans, and sometimes fellowship and prayer, which is so well needed. Friends, it's also their mission statement, namely, again, American Survival Wholesale, that drives their Christian and veteran-owned company. Now, friends, what I want you to do is I want you to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, because I'm not done with these guys yet. Folks, these guys are doing this stuff. They're supporting the best that we have, and we want to support them because they support us. I want you to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want you to check out their website by going to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, scroll to the right side of the page, clicking on the camouflage ad. Again, American Survival Wholesale. Check out their products and support these guys. It's important. It's important that you do. The devil is in the details. Yes, it is. Yes, he is. I say it as in being many devils, and yes, he is as being singular. John 10:10 says the thief only comes to steal and kill and destroy. And folks, I don't know if you've seen this or not, but I seen this last night. I was humored, and still am, with the report that the conservatives are giving. It was called the scary interview And the scary interview that the state-controlled media put out this week on this U.S. terror suspect, Christopher Cornell, also known as Rahil Marash Ubada. He changed his name. He's a homegrown terrorist, friends. He's an American. He said, and he wanted you to know, friends, that the terrorists were in Texas. He said that the terrorists were in Ohio. He said, we're in New York City. We're in Washington, D.C. His message was that they, the terrorists, are in your country, in your state, ready to wage jihad on American soil. Really? Well, how couldn't they be when they have an administration helping them along at every step of the way, pulling down any and all security from our borders to secure the American people, to protect the American people, as well as opening up the floodgates to illegals on the American people through illegal amnesty, as well as appointing America's sworn enemies to positions within high positions in our government and its agencies? And just think, friends, some people really believe that religion doesn't matter. Really, how's that working out for you? How's that working out for all you coexistent ignoramuses? How's that working out for you? Well, friends, I got a question for you. How did they get here? How did they get here? Really? Read Deuteronomy 28:49. This homegrown terrorist went on to say that there will be many, many attacks. He said, like I said, we are ready for the battle over the Capitol. Is this guy like on a suicide mission, or does he have help? Boy, he's got to have some help. Someone's got to be helping him along here, right? Now, folks, I want to say this and be a little serious about what I'm reading here, because I really was humored by this. This homegrown terrorist went on to say that there will be many, many attacks. And he said, like I said, we are ready for the battle over the Capitol. Now, of course there will be, because Scripture already tells us that there will be under judgment, that the sword will be without and terror within, Deuteronomy 32:25. When asked what Cornell would have done if he had not been arrested, if he had not been busted, friends, he said, what would I have done? He said, I would have took my gun, I would have put it to Obama's head, and I would have pulled the trigger, he said. Then I would have released more bullets on the Senate and the House of Representatives and their members. I would have attacked the Israeli embassy and various other buildings full of kafir, non-Muslims, who want to wage war against Muslims and shed our blood. He said, that's what would have happened. That's what would have happened. Now, outside of the fact that this kid sounded like he had some mental disorders, I could do nothing but sit back and put together the diversion that is being played out on the American people who refuse to take heed to the Word of God, which is prophetically right on the smack, friends. It's already there. Now this is the perfect opportunity for the atheists to dispute the God of the living and the homosexuals and the communists within who say that they just don't believe in God. You're going to believe him for his judgments because they're here.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves. How can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Also want to let you know that we appreciate the fact that you put us on your, well, on your roster on a daily basis. You've made us the number two radio show throughout the week on GCN, so we appreciate that again. Folks, if you'd like to check us out on the weekends, we're also on from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time. You've made us the number one radio show on Genesis Communication Network. So I just want to tell you thank you very much. We know that you're listening. Again, friends, we don't want to be as sheepish in these times. We need to stand up and do our duty is really what it comes down to when it comes to our country for our future posterity and the present, friends. It also comes down to where we're at today. I was just talking about how the devil's in the details, and of course, he is found in the details. We also know that we judge a tree by its fruit, and we can see the fruit of this administration. But what we're talking about right now is the scary interview that the state-controlled media gave just over the last couple days from this homegrown terrorist, Christopher Cornell, who said that we're in Ohio and we're in New York City and D.C. We're everywhere, man. We're everywhere. And I said to you, and I laid to your candor, friends, is this kid on like a suicide mission? I mean, how many millions of people in this country are armed people? And then I said, maybe he's got some help. Maybe that's what it comes down to. Maybe he's got some help. And then what I did is I shared, friends, real quick as to noting that every step of the way concerning this current administration, we've seen them help along at every step, pulling down all of our security, our borders, opening the floodgates to illegals, appointing America's sworn enemies to positions and government, high positions and its agencies. And then what I did is I laid to your candor, and some say that that our religion doesn't matter. No, we can worship whoever we want, really, when it stands contrary to our foundations. Really, friends? Who told you that? I didn't know that we had a right to violate the law. But I know that there's some people out there that still believe that we can coexist. And then what I did, friends, is I brought up the point that this kid also said that there's going to be many, many attacks. He said, like I said, we are ready for the battle over the Capitol. What? Now, what would embolden this fool to say something so stupid as that? But when we look at Scripture, we can see that Scripture tells us under judgment, Deuteronomy 32:25, the sword will be without and terror within. Is that what's going on today? You better bet your bottom dollar it is. Then when Cornell, this homegrown terrorist, was asked, what would have happened if you weren't arrested? He said, what would I have done? He said, I'd have took my gun, I'd have put it up to Obama's head and would have pulled the trigger, he said. Then I would have released more bullets on the Senate and the House of Representatives and their members, and I would have attacked the Israeli embassy and various other buildings of kafir, non-Muslims, who want to wage war against us Muslims and shed our blood. That's what would happen. Now, folks, catching up, outside of the fact that this kid sounded like he had some mental disorder, which he does, I can do nothing but sit back and put together the diversion that is being played again out on the American people who refuse to take heed to the Word of God, which is so prophetically right on. If you want to know where we are in stages, read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. I'm not saying that because I don't have anything else to talk about. It's just that important. The nail is being held, and I'm bringing the hammer. Now, on a side note, for all of us patriots out there, and Christians, and conservatives, the real ones, I personally agree with our brother, Dakota Myers. He was a Medal of Honor recipient, who said that ISIS hunting Americans is like a sheep hunting a lion. Let me say it again. ISIS or the Muslims hunting Americans is like the sheep hunting a lion. Why are they so emboldened, friends? And you know, I would say this. I tend to agree with that because the Bible does tell the people of God, through the prophet Ezekiel, tell the righteous that it will be well with them. But friends, not in a state of rebellion that America is in towards the God of heaven. Read Numbers 32:23. America, let me say it this way. Your sin is finding you out. Your sin is finding you out. Friends, America, you can run, but you cannot hide. Because God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Because Americans have given a pass to what God condemns and look the other way, and America looking the other way is not the right move for you to make. Read Psalm 9:17. And remember this, that God said, and it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good, we're in his goodness right now, friends, and we're still in a mercy state. But we're also in a state of judgment in this country. He said, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked off from the land. Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. Oh, that's not my Bible. Well, you better read it again. You better read it again. You better read it again, friends, because it's there. As a matter of fact, when I read the New Testament, I'm trying to figure out where Jesus isn't threatening. You know, the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Yep. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Yeah, I know that. I know that. And I've also heard people say this, but Bradley, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's exactly right. Guess who that belongs to? Those that are born of the Spirit of God, John 3:3. Guess who that belongs to? Those that have repented. That is a work of the Holy Ghost, a renewing and a regeneration of the Holy Ghost. Read Titus. Folks, when you go to Matthew 11 and you see this, because someone just brought this up the other day, Bradley, you know, we need to know the remedy too. We do. Because those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, you don't have to tell them that they're hungry and thirsty. If a natural carnal man is hungry, what does he do? He drives to a restaurant, doesn't he? If you're hungry and you're thirsty for the things of God, rest assured, Jesus said you will be filled. But what drove you to hunger and thirst? That's the question I have. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. That doesn't mean I'm broke. It means I'm destitute of the righteousness of Christ. I need Him. He is my lifeline. I understand that I can do nothing without Him. I know that I cannot save myself. Right? That's what Scripture tells us. But I want to go back to this, friends. What people need to understand is Jesus, throughout the book of Matthew chapter 11, is doing nothing but threatening through the entirety of that chapter. Right before he said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Listen to what he said. And thou, Capernaum, I'm just going up a couple scriptures, just what's in view. I'm doing live radio. Capernaum, which are exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you. At the time that Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent and revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, so it seemed good in your sight. And he said, all things are delivered to me unto my, of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father except the Son, and to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Then he said, come unto me. Folks, the whole chapter is nothing but threatening. When you read the New Testament, it's, for a good portion of it, it's nothing but threatening. Yes, He's a merciful God to those that repent. Yes, the covenant established to those that fear the Lord and walk in His commandments. Even reading the New Testament, friends, you need to understand. Buggy, Sam, can you grab me your New Testament, your Cambridge Bible really quick? This is live radio, friends. I was just talking about this, and this is coming to my remembrance right now, and it's coming to my aid right now. So therefore, we're going to go with the lead of the Holy Ghost. When you go to the New Testament and you begin each chapter in the epistles, it talks about what? It talks about who he's writing the Bible to. Who is the epistle read to? Who is it read to? Who is it for? I mean, folks, it's not hard to figure this out, but people overlook the details of who the epistle's read to or it's written for. For example, let me go to Ephesians. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at the Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Right? Galatians, Paul, an apostle. Not of men, neither by men, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who has raised him from the dead, and all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia. Wait, so who is it written to? When you read each one of the epistles, friends, it starts out that way. Paul, I'm talking about Philippians right now, and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi. Oh, you mean that just doesn't apply to everybody and their dog and their cat? No! No! It's not. But where do people get off thinking that the Word of God, the good news, is the good news to the repentant? And who are the repentant? To those that are sorry, a work of the Holy Ghost again, that brings the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment, that breaks the hard heart, and he heals the broken one. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. He doesn't cast his pearl before swines. He doesn't give what he has to men that are not sorry for their sin. As a matter of fact, grace doesn't apply to a man that is in sin. Read Ephesians 2. Grace is applied to those that are dead in sins. Matter of fact, if you go over to Romans 8, it says, if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Now, I got off on that little rabbit trail for somebody. But friends, you need to read what the Word of God says, and you need to understand who the Word of God applies to, because it doesn't apply to everyone that thinks that heaven is their home. that only applies to those that are born of His Spirit. And who gives you that? The Lord does. I'll be right back. We're going to finish this up. Sons of Liberty Media.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Time flies. Just talking about who the epistles, the New Testament applies to and the Word of God applies to. Go over to 1 Corinthians real quick. Paul called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God. Okay, and then he goes on, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints. With all that in every place call upon the name of our Jesus Christ and our Lord, both theirs and ours. Just going over, just to a couple of them, friends. I could go through every one of them and find this stuff. Who does it apply to? Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Do you think he's going to cast his pearls, friends? Do you think that applies to those that are unregenerate and those that still remain in their sin? I don't think so. That would be blasphemy to suggest such a discourse in any sense of the word. Now, folks, I also wanted to say this as I'm going back, as I have my final segment. I wish I had another hour here. I really do. But I want people to understand that this homegrown terrorist who is... Interestingly enough, a mic has been put up to his mouth and he's blurting out all of this stuff. Friends, it's there to bring diversion. You know, I mean, listen to some of the stuff this kid is saying. and here we are again. We can clearly see that America is under the judgments that God has promised to a rebellious people. Now, let's go back to our little incompetent homegrown jihadist. Did anyone catch what he said when he said, I would have taken my gun, I'd put it to Obama's head, and I would pull the trigger? This is what he said. I don't know if it's just me, or is he seriously missing something? Why would he want to bring harm to this president? This president has done nothing but bring aid to the jihadists, both here to the Muslim Brotherhood with terrorist ties and abroad. Is this an attempt to bring about more fear and diversion so the Americans get their eye off whom the real enemies are? Again, friends, the devil is found in the details. Who said that he wanted to fundamentally transform America? Barack Hussein Obama. Who's attacked and transgressed the American Constitution and its enumerated laws over 900 times? Do you remember the imam in Texas who said that American law doesn't apply to them? That Sharia law usurps American law? Well, that's exactly what the Barack Hussein Obamas of the world have been doing since they've been here. Who's attacked America's Christian heritage more than this administration? Who's appointed several Muslim Brotherhood with terrorist ties to the Department of Homeland Security? As a matter of fact, just last week, the Secretary of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, stated that his job is to give voice to the plight of the Muslims. Yet America, we've been told for 14 years that we're under attack by the Muslim jihadists. The ones that are now being promoted and defended by this administration. Who's given millions of financial aid to Muslim Brotherhood, even arming them with American F-16s? Nobody but Barack Hussein Obama in this administration. Who's releasing more Gitmo detainees that are returning to war against the American people? Barack Hussein Obama. Who said that they would defend Muslim jihadists if they were attacked? Barack Hussein Obama. Friends, this is only the tip of the iceberg with this administration. Maybe the American people have been so deceived, 2 Thessalonians 2:8, as to believe, as radical Muslim Keith Ellison, representative from Minnesota, believes, who swore in on the Quran illegally, when he recently stated that Obama is an amazing patriot and one of the best presidents our country will have ever seen. Maybe America agrees with radical Muslim Keith Ellison, but this is un-American. Friends, this is treason. Article 2, Section 4. Because nothing else can explain as to why the American people have let it go this far if you're not in agreement. Do you not realize what these people mean to do? To those that don't convert, convert or else. Convert or else. Did you see what they just did to a woman that was raped in Saudi Arabia just a couple days ago? She was gang raped by a bunch of radical Muslims, and they gave her 200 lashes with the whip. If you want to talk about Isaiah 5 coming into play, putting light for darkness and darkness for light, evil for good and good for evil, bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter, friends. These people are upside down in every sense of the word. Now, as for this little incompetent clown relaying another message for America's enemies, I say no doubt that the stage is being set for more attacks. But I ask you, the listener, who has set the stage for future attacks more than the American people allotting this administration to transgress in such a fashion as the current administration has? So, America, what could you expect? What would you expect? I'm a mirror right now. That's all I'm doing is showing you the reflection of what's happening in your country. And if you want to know what our forefathers went through, they went through something very similar as what we are going through today. But they had enough common sense to know when the tyrant King George departed from God's statutes, his judgments, and namely his laws, they needed to throw him off, and they did. You need to read the Declaration of Independence and you'll find the usurpations of a tyrant that would not be ruled by God, of the Mosaic Institution in Jesus Christ. You will also find the degree that these wicked men will go to make sure that they remain in power. In other words, they want to stay there so bad, they say, by any means necessary, no doubt.
And by the way, when you read the Declaration of Independence, which is a preamble many believe to the Constitution of the United States, three-quarters of that documentation is nothing but the forefathers, our forefathers, who were labeled as terrorists, by the way, by King George, the tyrant himself. He labeled them as terrorists that were throwing him off because he wouldn't be ruled by God. They would not be ruled by a tyrant any longer. The olive branch didn't work, friends, so they took up arms. There's nothing new. Nothing new under the sun. Don't sit there and act like America. You don't know what's happening. When you're looking at the tree and you see the fruit on all of its branches, don't sit there and act like you don't know, or you within yourself cannot define the fruit on that tree. When it's blatantly obvious. In other words, don't be deceived with both of your eyes open, America. The father of the Constitution, James Madison, said, if tyranny and oppression come into this land, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Who's been under attack since September 11th, friends? You have. And I want you to understand, too, as well, friends, that while you're being diverted through another threat from within, you got to ask yourself, how'd they get here? They've been escorted in here. It helps the agenda along. It helps create more chaos. Because they want people that are too stupid in this country, literally, to cry out and say, government, government, we need more help from these terrorists that mean to harm us. And we don't want to really see it for what it really is, because then we might have to get up off the couch and do something about what's going on in this country. Hey, friends, did you hear what I told you about what's on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com? The LA Times named a designated terrorist group, CARE, the executive director, Nahad Awad, as one of America's new civil rights leaders. Why do you think Barack Hussein Obama was in Selma, friends? Why do you think he was in Selma? Because he's a part to play in the diversions that are taking place in your country on a 24/7 basis. Don't forget that New York schools observe Muslim holidays pointing to coming flood of idolatry. Check that out on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Why do you think that there's a war against the Christian heritage that we have been given, friends? DNI report, more releases from Gitmo. Who's releasing them, friends? Barack Hussein Obama and this administration are. The FBI director's warning the American people. But I want to tell you something. Either they're guilty as literal hell for everything I'm telling you, which they are, or the FBI director's completely out of his mind. So what's going on in your country? Islamic Center raided, foreign nationals tried to meet arms dealers. Friends, who's supporting them? Who's supplying them? Who's financing them? Well, we've been told this over and over and over and over again, friends. You better bet your bottom dollar during Germany's plight that there were some folks warning the people of that country to wake up as to what was going on. But sooner or later, oh, Hitler got inside of the churches, didn't he? And what did he do? He started to dictate what they could do and what they could say. Isn't that what's happening today in America? Why, yes, it is. An article brand new on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends. John Whitehead, an attorney. Sneak and peek bill rolls quietly through Virginia General Assembly. What's that all about? Strengthening the Patriot Act against who? Not the foreigners, not the Muslim jihadists, but against you, America. I'll be back in 23. Love you by what I do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.